right, we'll continue our media availabilities for today. We are now joined by Todd Gilliland, who has won our in-season challenge, and he has won $1 million. Todd, talk to us about today.
Yeah, it was a tough day for us, to be honest with you, as the 34 team as a whole. But yeah, I thought that was kind of our whole MO, right, through this whole thing is we were just barely scraping by, and even today, right, it definitely took a little bit of bad luck, clearly, from the 12. But yeah, you know, my heart was pounding those last kind of 25 laps. It was me, the 16, and then 12. Yeah, it still seemed like one slip up, and I was going to be kind of right in front of the 12 or right behind him, even coming down to the very end. So, I still feel like we kind of earned it, coming down the stretch there. But yeah, I think I kind of talked about it before, but the biggest thing for me that was really cool through this whole process was, just seeing how my team really elevated themselves and really grabbed another gear. They worked, super, super hard, long hours for, this week and just really ramped up, throughout this whole in-season challenge. So I think it's cool. And yeah, I think they definitely unlocked another level kind of within themselves.
All right. Congratulations. We'll go ahead, open up for questions if you have one. Please raise your hand and we'll get a mic over to you. We'll start right over here in the front. We'll go to Zach and then go to Jordan.
Devin Kupka, 5-2-Go Podcast. Todd, what was your initial reaction when you heard that Ryan Blaney was caught up in a wreck later in the race?
Yeah, well, man, that was kind of right when we finally were able to stay with the pack. Even at the beginning, we weren't very good and honestly weren't good enough to kind of be up there battling on the restarts. So I was nose to tail with five other cars in front of me, and I just see a little bit of yellow out of the right side of my eye. And I was like, man, even if he just spins here, he's going to be kind of back in the pack. Obviously, it's pretty tough to pass once you get settled in. And then he hit the nose, and I was like, all right, maybe that should slow him down a little bit. I'm sure it did a little bit, but he was still just as fast as us. So, it was it's one of those things where it's you never cheer against someone, but after it's over with, you're like, all right, that definitely helped us out. So now we definitely need to take advantage of it.
And have you thought about how you're going to use this money at all yet?
I've not. I think the $1 million goes to the team. So, I honestly don't know how much I'm going to get, but I still definitely believe it's going to be the biggest payday of my life so far. So, still should be a lot of fun going into off week. Definitely a great time to kind of unplug and get rejuvenated going forward.
We'll go here to Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. I mean, Ryan was well up there for most of the end of the race there. I mean, did you kind of reconcile within yourself of we're going to need some kind of miracle finish or something big is going to have to happen?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I thought, even after qualifying, it was fairly evident that we're either going to need to find some extreme speed in our car, or we're going to need a little bit of misfortune from their team. So, I love to talk a little smack this morning. I was, I always go to pit practice, and we have a Penske pit crew, so they always practice next to each other. So I was in the pit crew this year, and I was like, man, this is your guys to lose, man. All the pressure's on you. We're just going to go out and see what we can do and see where we come out of this. So I'm glad none of them, messed up. It's kind of a racing deal, it seemed like. But, that's racing, right? If it was just off speed, we might as well only run five laps of these races. It's over the course of 400 miles, and stuff can happen.
Despite being in that crash, Blaney was coming at the end. I think he only finished two spots behind you, and really, it was pretty close. Did you know the positioning at all? Were you getting an update on where things stood?
Yeah, it here with two spotters, it seemed like they were one word after another. As soon as my turn one main spotter would stop talking, my turn three spotter would just say, all right, clear by three, and they were picking up right after each other and just continuing to talk, counting down the laps. I said it out there a little bit, but it just felt really good to have that feeling of racing into the closing laps with something meaningful, right? I think even though we still finished 24th, just having those guys kind of breathing down my neck, this is a place that is very tough to pass, so it was just super important to hit my marks. Really just didn't have any big mistakes there at the end, so that felt really good, and just to close it out. And he was right there; he's in my mirror kind of the whole last 25 laps or so.
We're gonna go to Zach, then to Zion, then to Dalton.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. Todd, you kind of touched on it right there. I mean, 23rd in points, to have something to race for. And what is the incentive of this in-season challenge, and what benefits do you see for this program continuing?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think, I mean, realistically, you know, it's not going to be someone that is, you know, 23rd in points that, you know, makes a run through it. I think obviously we got super lucky along the way, but yeah, I think, like I said, the biggest thing is just seeing my team, everyone in the shop pushing themselves to a new level. Like you said, it's easy to get kind of very relaxed and, you know, go through the motions of, all right, we're a 23rd place team, but we don't want to be that forever. And yeah, we're just working super hard to get out of that. But yeah, it takes time. We're racing against the best of the best every single week. So yeah, that's the coolest thing. All these guys are capable of so much, and yeah, hopefully I can do my job to the best of my ability and show them we can do that and close out the season strong.
We'll come over here to Zion and then to Dalton.
Zion Brown, Indianapolis Star. Todd, it feels like we've seen a different level of strategy and just overall level of care about this in-season challenge over the last 2 years. When it comes to you guys and your team, at what point during these 5 weeks did you really hone in and say, okay, this is something that is achievable and that we want to kind of work toward throughout every race?
Yeah, I think I think that's just kind of progressively ramped up since the very beginning. I think when you're the 25th seed, looking up at that mountain of, you know, we have to beat this guy or this guy, and just, I mean, it seems like a very tall task. So, yeah, even for myself, I never really thought this was, you know, a realistic goal. But, you know, when you get a little bit closer, you go past one round, two rounds, you know, and then you're in the final eight, final four, and then you're in the finale, it just really ramps up a lot. So, yeah, it's cool, and I think you kind of saw that with my team, like in the shop and everywhere. I honestly feel like they were more into it at the very beginning, and they were like, come on, dude, we're in this thing. And I'm like, yeah, I know. There's still a long ways to go, though. But, yeah, they definitely cared about it a ton from the very beginning.
We'll go to Dalton.
Hey, Todd, Dalton Humphreys, front stretch. Along those lines, is there a point in these last 5 weeks that maybe was so critical to the point where that was the reason why you were able to move on? Like, is there a moment where it looked like you weren't going to get there and then something miraculous just occurred?
I mean, yeah, I definitely think just when the 12 was backwards, to be honest. But, man, yeah, I thought that last restart wasn't my best. I think it was one of those things where my mindset shifted of, like, all right, I have to be super aggressive to, all right, the 12 is behind us now, and we just need to, you know, pick the bottom, not get in a bad spot. And doing so, I definitely got in a bad spot and a few bad spots. So just not my best restart for sure. Obviously, I feel like I wish I could do that one over again to get, you know, a few spots better. But, yeah, overall, I think our strategy and all that stuff for that final restart was what it needed to be, just close out the deal.
And then this place, this is where you got your first top five. This is last year, you got one of your best finishes of the season, and now you just won $1 million in the in-season challenge. Just talk about why is this place so good to you? Why is it this place seem to be where you seem to have success?
Yeah, I don't know. I think, I honestly don't know. I think I was able to test here before we came back to the Oval, which I think, you know, kind of got my feet under me a little bit. And then, yeah, I don't know. I think things have just always gone my way here. You know, even with the last two races here, finishing sixth the last 2 years, it was just, you know, a lot of late race restarts, picking the right lane, being in the right place, getting our car to where it needed to be at the right time. And I think we did that again today of, like, I felt, you know, the most confident throughout the whole race, you know, towards the end of the race. So, yeah, I wish we could start a little bit closer, maybe qualify a little bit better. But, yeah, overall, I think, you know, this place is just – fun, challenging, and yeah, I definitely think this is probably the intermediate that I feel the most comfortable at.
Are there any other questions for Todd? All right, Todd, thanks for your time. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.